The internationally acclaimed Alvin Ailey Dance Theater has been bringing its revolutionary performances to Boston for 45 seasons. This year's shows, produced by Celebrity Series, run through Sunday. But even after the Ailey troupe leaves Boston, its presence will still be felt and seen. WBUR's Andrea Shea has more about the deep symbiotic relationship between Alvin Ailey and local dancers, teachers, choreographers, and school children.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Hope Boykin and two other dancers from New York's Alvin Ailey Dance Theater address a gymnasium full of squirmy kids at the Henderson Lower Inclusion School in Dorchester. With colorful alphabet letter cutouts over her head, Boykin launches into a mini Alvin Ailey history lesson.
He was born in Rogers, Texas. What city was he born in? Rogers, Texas, in 1931.
Boykin shares how the pioneering African-American artist took his first dance class in high school, moved to L.A. with his mom, joined a company, then headed to New York where he would form his famously diverse troupe. Next, Boykin gets the kids moving with a warm-up.
Boom, chick, boom. Boom, chick, hold it. Again, boom, chick, boom.
What do they learn from seeing this? Well, they learn about modern dance.
Cindy Archibald has been teaching performing arts at the Henderson School for 21 years.
They see people that look like them. They see a really quality company that is accessible.
Belen Pereira, another dancer up on stage, can relate to that. She grew up in Lawrence, and it's her fifth season with Ailey. She takes the mic and introduces the kids to an excerpt from Blues Suite, choreographed by Alvin Ailey in 1958. It's about his time growing up in Texas.
It is the work that first introduced the world to Mr. Ailey and his genius. This ballet is set to blues music, and it tells the story of the hard times in the lives of its characters.
It's such a treat to see the little light in their eyes just kind of go on.
That's Pereira. She was born in the Dominican Republic and says student outreach programs like this are part of Ailey's mission.
They see themselves. They see that they could do it, and that's where he got his vision from. The inspiration of bringing out the best in people and the fact that we have all types of racial backgrounds and body types. And it just allows children to see that you could do it too. You could be whatever you want.
That's what happened to her when she first saw the Ailey Theater perform. As a student at the Boston Arts Academy, she received one free ticket to see the show each season.
Yeah, it was very magical. The bodies were incredible. They were so strong, and there was a certain beauty that I hadn't seen till that moment.
On stage here, the dancer performs a portion of Grace by choreographer Ronald K. Brown. The piece blends modern dance with Western African styles and music by Duke Ellington.
I believe that God put sun and moon up in the sky.
The Alvin Ailey dancers also teach master classes in Boston along with the annual performances. Kay Bourne has seen many of those. She says she's been writing about Black presence in the arts for the Black Press since 1966 and has covered Ailey since Celebrity Series first brought his company to Boston.
I was pleased to see a Black artist performing downtown to an audience that was from every neighborhood in Boston. And Ailey spoke to everybody, and he was written about in the mainstream press. This is not the case for most Black artists, no matter how superlative their work.
Bourne traces the Ailey-Boston connection back to 1966 when the founder hired Cambridge dancer Consuelo Atlas, who ended up leading a series of classes here. Bourne says there's a trickle-down effect that can be symbiotic. Some teachers with Ailey past work in public and private schools. Ailey dancers perform here or maybe form local companies. Work by Boston-area choreographers are in the Ailey repertoire.
The importance of these Boston choreographers and Boston dancers, as they expand his vision.
And she says they influenced the Ailey Company's style.
What is style for dancers? What is style for writers? Style is your point of view about the world. So you have a narrow world or you have a broad world. And his company has a broad world that includes, very importantly, the Boston perspective.
There's definitely a huge sense of connective tissue.
That's Robert Battle, the Alvin Ailey Dance Company's artistic director. He says the company's namesake, who died in 1989, wanted his dancers to bring issue-driven pieces into communities. These include Revelations, Ailey's iconic 1960s work that Battle says expresses the hate and bigotry African Americans have had to overcome. Hope Boykin introduces it to the students at the Henderson School.
Do you know the name of the piece? Starts with an R. Revelations. What's the name of it?
Revelations.
Say it loud.
Revelations.
Okay.
There is trouble all over this world. Yes, there is trouble all over this world.
The kids are mesmerized, watching the dancers' lithe, powerful bodies tell their wordless story. Third grader Aliana Alas says the performance that meshed so many styles really surprised her.
Because I never knew there was like that kind of dancing, because I thought there was just like ballerina dancing, tango, and other stuff.
Does it make you want to do it?
Yeah. Sometimes I go in my sister's room and dance for no reason, but there's no music. She gets really mad at me.
Well, no one gets mad at the third grader for shaking it in her school's gymnasium when the Alvin Ailey dancers put on music to get these Boston kids moving.
1, 2, 3, yes! 1, 2, 3, turn! And pose, boom! I love it!
For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.